Okay, hello, Ruby Bridges community. I'm here with a friend, and I'd like her to introduce herself. What's your name?
Ellie.
And why are you in Mr. Woodward's office today?
Because I'm the principal for today.
The principal for today?
Uh-huh.
So Mr. Woodward just gets to, like, hang up his suit jacket and go home? And you're going to take over?
Not really.
That's not exactly what's going to happen. Yeah. You're sort of shadowing me.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm going around the school with you.
Sort of walking around.
Yeah.
So we went to a meeting earlier. There was a meeting that was happening here at school. Do you remember what that was, what was going on?
It was like for language.
Yeah, it was for our English families. Language learners. Yeah, for our families. And do you remember what the presentation was about?
No.
It was about preventing the summer...
Summer sliders?
Summer slide, yeah, slide. Do you remember what I told you about what happens in summer to some kids?
Like, they stop learning stuff and...
Yeah, they're not in school for the summer, and so their academics can sometimes slide. And so if the workshop is about preventing the summer slide, what are we trying to tell parents?
That they shouldn't let their academics... their children's
like their reading, their academics,
yeah. Like they're learning to just slide.
And right when we left, you met a woman whose name was Sarah Berkey. Do you remember where she was from?
From the Library of Alameda.
Yeah, the Free Alameda Public Library. And she was here with a big bag of books for all the families that came.
Uh-huh.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And so she is a collaboration between the Alameda Free Library, the JCL. Do you remember what JCL stood for? You met the director in there.
I didn't really hear.
Yeah. The Jewish Coalition of Literacy. And so it's a group that comes together to support literacy development in schools all across the Bay Area. And they work here and they do, this is the second workshop that they've done for us, and totally free. They come and do these parent workshops for us to help our parents become better, helpers for their kids. And in this case, they were working with our English language learning parents to help them support their kids over the summer. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
We also just made something on my computer. What was that?
Business card.
Business cards. Yeah. What do you do with business cards?
You like hand them out to people. Like you just introduced yourself, then say, like, my name is Ellie, and then, like, just, you just pass the card to them, and they might pass a card back to you.
Yeah, and then you sort of keep the card, and then it's got, like, your important contact information on it. Yeah, like it had your website.
Yeah.
Remember what your website was? You gotta use your business card. Look it up. www.
EllieTucker.com.
Yeah, I don't actually know if that's your website. Hey, Mr. Lindholm, we're doing our Ruby Bridges podcast. You want to say hi?
Oh my gosh, hey, what's going on, everybody?
Yeah, how's your day going so far?
Well, now that we have an extra principal who's doing a tremendous job, much better.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Miss Escalante needed a rolling cart brought to her class so she could throw some stuff away. You know who got that?
Our new principal.
Our new principal, yeah.
I saw that. That was really helpful. I'm kind of wondering now if we could have a new principal every day.
What is that?
This principal.
What are you saying about me? Hey, that's messed up. Come on.
Maybe you could take her place in class and she could be here.
You say maybe I should learn from her? I could learn a couple things?
I mean, I didn't say that, but...
Yeah.
If that's where you're getting from that, you're filling the blank, yeah.
We also, this morning, read a book. See ya, Mr. Lindholm. It's going out to lunch recess. Miss Tucker and I actually aren't doing lunch recess or lunch supervision today. We're going to Spin Pizza. Spin is we're doing lunch out. So that's what happens when you get to be principal. We also read a book by Len Bundholm.
Yeah, Len Bundholm, Bookman, basically.
Yeah, I think Bookman wrote about it. You remember what the story was about?
A pooping robot.
A pooping robot. Exactly what it was. Maybe I'll have to post that one. It's pretty amazing. Miss Tucker, anything that you have to say, you got one chance. We're on our podcast. What would you like? What's important to you? What do we want to make sure our school becomes? Tell me something about, for all the people in the world. Let me ask you, I got a question. what's the thing you're the proudest about here at school? What do you like the most about our school?
I like that, like, everyone, like, they, like, have a lot of friends, and they're mostly respectful, mm-hmm. responsible, be safe, and well, be a friend.
What are those called? Those four?
Bs.
The four Bs, that's good.
They're following the four Bs a lot.
Yeah, that's cool.
And, like, we learn new stuff a lot.
Yeah, tell me your favorite subject.
It used to be math, but now I don't really know because we're, like, doing a lot of art projects.
Oh, that's cool.
So basically it's art right now?
Yeah, sweet. I actually saw one of your art projects, and I'm going to put a picture of this on Twitter, but it was a little, like...
Like the beehive.
A beehive, yeah. Tell me more about that.
Well, basically, Miss Escalante, she wanted to, do a beehive thing, like, because we were all, like, we were doing, when we were doing math, she saw, like...
Geometry?
Geometry.
Oh, nice. Like... Because I noticed that they were all, you know what shape that is in a beehive?
Yeah, hexagon.
That's a hexagon. Cool.
Yeah, she saw a hexagon, and she thought about bees, so, like, she... came up with the idea to make bees.
Okay, and I'm going to make a connection here because I know you're also doing an animal project for the end of third grade.
Yeah.
Right? Where you're doing these like animal blending animal features into some kind of new animal, or is that only Mr. Labar's class?
No, it's our class too. Yeah.
Like, can you tell me a little bit about what animal you did?
Well, like we basically had to we had regions.
Ooh.
So my region was mountains.
Tell me more.
And my animal, it had humongous wings because it would like scare other predators off away because it was really small and he had big wings too.
Really small animal with really big wings?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Because it wasn't too small, just pretty small, and he had big wings to make himself look bigger so the other animals would not like try to eat him.
Wow, that's really neat. I also heard that in our STEAM studio we were going to actually be making 3D models of our animals. Have you heard about that?
No.
Yeah. You want to go talk to Miss Klein maybe later today about maybe turning your animal into an actual real life version?
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't be real life.
Well, like just like 3D version?
Because it'd be like 3D printed version out of our whatever vinyl plastic that we use to make crazy stuff. That's really neat. Well, Ellie, I just want to say to our community, I've really enjoyed having you so far today. You're lovely. Thank you for being awesome, Ruby Bridges star. All right. You want to say goodbye?
Goodbye, Ruby Bridges.
Goodbye, everybody.